As an associate in Legal Shield, I want to just say, first of all, thank you for becoming a part of what we consider to be one of the greatest business models that's ever been put forth. And I'm very excited today to share some information with you. My name is Dave Savola, and I want to give you a little of my background so you have an understanding of who you're going to listen to for a little time here today. My wife, Beverly, and I actually grew up in a little town in Ohio. In fact, that town was not too far from Canton, Ohio, a little town called Mogador, Ohio, a little village. And fortunately, my wife and I grew up on the same street, exactly 10 houses from each other. I've actually known my wife, Beverly, since she was 5 years of age, and I always tease her a lot because she's about the same size now as when she was five. In fact, first time I ever saw my wife, Beverly, she was standing up in the back seat of her dad's car waving at me, and I believe that she can still do that today. But fortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we've been married and just celebrated our 44th anniversary. And because of Legal Shield, it's been a life-changing event for us. And from Ohio, it took us to Georgia back in the 1970s. We wanted to get away from that cold snow. And we went south with our two boys, which obviously today are grown men. And with that come some other blessings, including three grandchildren, which we have a great deal of fun with. We make our home today on Lake Lanier in the North Georgia Mountains. We have a beautiful home on the lake, which overlooks really a morning sunrise, and we enjoy that tremendously. It's a beautiful part of the country. And because of what this business model has been able to provide for us, it's been a life-changing event for our family. One of my lifelong dreams was to have a home in a little island in South Carolina, a little famous island called Pawleys Island. Some of you may know where that's at. It's where the hammock comes from, the hand-woven hammock. And it's one of the oldest resort islands in America. And I had the opportunity of taking a house off that island and building a home down there, which we named Heaven in a Hammock. And it's just a beautiful place where today my grandchildren get an opportunity to learn how to crab in the creek and fish in the creek and enjoy the ocean, which is only a few hundred feet away from our home. And it's a lifestyle today that's really beyond anything that I ever dreamed about. And one of my hobbies in life is I've enjoyed kids and enjoyed coaching. Coming from Ohio, I was indoctrinated early in life in the game of football and was around some great coaches and played for some great coaches. And as a result of it, I came to Georgia and my two sons were getting of age to start playing and I started coaching. And before I knew it, I was captured into a bigger way. Today, we have probably one of the largest youth programs in the country. And I've been coaching there now for almost 30 years and I have a lot of fun doing that. And today, I've seen a lot of the players that I've coached go on to become Division I college players. And we've had a number of them even get an opportunity to go to the NFL. So we're very proud of that. But one of the reasons all this has happened is because I chose an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, that created it for me to be able to happen. You know, I've been in business most of my life, and as a result of it, I recognize what a good business model is all about. And when I chose to get involved in Legal Shield, the real history of this is that I became a member back in 1985. So I had the opportunity of using the product, understanding what it did for me and my family. And then in the latter part of 1992, the beginning of 1993, I really took a serious look at this business because of a friend that introduced me to it. And at that time, he had mentioned a gentleman that many of you have heard the great name of, Roger Staubach. And Roger Staubach, obviously, we know the history of his NFL career, but he had became a shareholder in Legal Shield. And I actually went out and met with Roger and spent a few hours with him. And he convinced me that north of Dallas, Texas, in this place called Ada, Oklahoma, was one of the greatest business models and opportunities that he had seen. And it made me make my decision to really get involved in Legal Shield. And I went to Ada, Oklahoma, met the founder of the company. And I found that the people that were running this operation were sincere and cared about what they were doing, and that this was going to be probably the monster of the Midway. And of course, the history books have been written, at least for my wife, Beverly, and I, over the last 21 years, that has happened. You know, one of the big questions is, how do you become the number one income earner in the world of Legal Shield, which I fortunately was able to accomplish? And honestly, to tell you, the number one income earner in our company hasn't been brought into the business yet. And hopefully you're that person today that's listening to this CD, and you've made a decision that you'd like to be that person. But there's some things that I learned a long time ago that are going to be effective in becoming successful in whatever you do. Number one is the right kind of attitude. You know, today we live in a world where there's a lot of negative things floating around us. Every time we turn on the news, there's something bad happening. And I learned a long time ago that in order to become successful in life, you had to get rid of the negative things in life and get around the positive things in life. And one of the most important things that I did was the association with people that were moving in the right direction. And needless to say, it made a big difference in my life. I think my mother once said to me, if you're going to be a successful bum, find a good one and copy them. If you're going to be successful in Legal Shield, get around the people that are building a business. And as a result of it, you'll pick up information and ideas and nuggets that will continuously help you build a business. But attitude is everything. And you either got a good one or a bad one. You know, one of my famous sayings, I think, or maybe unfamous sayings, is the fact is that I tell people, I said, look, if you got a negative attitude, I said, open up the hood of your car and you'll find your battery. There's two poles in that battery. One is the negative pole, one's the positive pole. Now, you can sink your teeth all day long in that negative pole. You're not going to get a thing out of it. But you sink your teeth in that positive pole and you're going to be jumping all over. And the fact of the matter is that's what we need to do as individuals. We need to sink our teeth in the positive things that are around us to make a big difference in our lives. And you can change those things. One of the things that I learned very quickly was in Legal Shield, I was in control. I was in control of the opportunity that was ahead of me. I was in control of what I could do each and every day of my life. And that, you know, I was not limited. I was unlimited. So when you have that, your attitude changes, you know, completely. So you can increase your income just by a matter of having the right attitude and getting to work is what it comes down to. So I made the decision that these were critical factors, taking the negative things out of my life, making the positive things in my life. I always tell people, I says, if you have a negative attitude, take your garbage can from outside your house and put it inside your house. And every time you get a negative thought, stick your head in there. You know, get rid of this stuff. You know, get rid of this negative stuff around you and think about the good things and think about the things you can do to make things better in your life. So the attitude that you got to have is I want to make more. So I would tell each and every one of you today to write that on your mirror in your bathroom. Make more. Because why? Because now you can change it. You're not going to do that in corporate America where they're basically telling you what you're going to have and what your income is going to be this week. Now you're in control of it. So some of you that are working the business part-time may see this down the road as a great full-time income for you and a new career change for each and every one of you. But the only thing that's going to change that is having the right attitude and doing that. Somebody once said, well, the grass isn't always greener on the other side of the fence. You ever heard that statement before? Then the next time you go by a farm and you see a cow's head through the fence, you're going to be questioning the fact of whether that's true or not true, because the cow must know the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And where the other cows are, where they're at, well, they're grazing in the middle of the field. And if you look up there, there's not as much grass as there is on the other side. So here's something I want to point out to you today, is that if you're going to change, make a change in life, okay, quit hanging around the cows in the middle of the field. Get to the cow that's got his head through the fence. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And another analogy I want to use for you is something I use in football and have been using for years in regards to kids that I've been coaching. You know, for a while, I wasn't winning like I wanted to win. And I have an attitude that I believe the second place is just not where I want to be. I want to be first place all the time. And I noticed we weren't winning. And finally, one day, this is before you got turf on the field, by the way, I took my kids and I took them down to the end zone. And I made them roll around in the end zone for about 20 minutes. And I said, pull some of the grass out and eat it. Rub it on your face. And I'm sure the parents, when I did this, were looking and saying, geez, Coach Savula must be losing his mind. And then eventually, after 20 minutes, I blew my whistle and I took them out to the middle of the football field. And I got them all circled around the middle of the football field. And I said, look, guys, what's the difference between the middle of the football field and the end zone? And, you know, one kid stood up and he said, well, Coach, there's not a whole lot of grass in the middle of the football field. And I said, you know why? Because this is where average team plays. Champions play in the end zone where the grass is greener. And from that point in time, ladies and gentlemen, the attitude of my football teams over the next 20-some years changed incredibly. And we started winning championships and division championships and so forth. Because you know why? When my kids got in the huddle and they were on the 50-yard line, they looked at each other and said, we're not average. We're championship level. We need to get to the end zone. And I want to pound that into each and every one of your heads today because you know why? It's attitude that makes a difference in becoming a championship level player in the world of athletics, but most importantly, the attitude of becoming a championship player in the world of Legal Shield. And how we think is going to make an incredible difference to each and every one of us that is building our business today. So I hope I'm giving you some stories today that are important, but these are things that I talk to myself about. Some of the greatest conversations and some of the greatest motivational speeches I ever did were in the shower, were in front of the mirror, not in front of a large audience, because the most important person that you've got to motivate in this business is you today. And a lot of you are going to say, well, I don't have Dave Civil's personality. Well, my suggestion is you get a new one then. Because if you don't like the shoes that you're wearing, go get a new one. If you don't like the dress that you're wearing, go get a new one. You know, make some changes that are important. You weren't brought into this world by being shy and backwards, you know? I always tell people, if God wanted you to go backwards in life, you'd have reversed your feet. Now, if you're looking down right now and you see your heels, you got an issue. But the fact of the matter is, we're designed to go forward, one step ahead of each other. And so I just want everybody to realize that the importance of having a positive attitude is association, being around the functions that are going to make a difference in building your business. And that all happens by making a very simple decision. If you can flick your finger right now, you can make a change. You know, think about driving a car right now. You might be driving a car right now listening to this CD. If something ran out in front of you, what are you going to do? You're going to analyze it? You're going to get a book out and say, what kind of animal is that? No, you're not. You're going to hit the brake. You're going to hit the brake as fast as you can because it's an immediate reaction that you don't want to run over whatever just ran out in front of you. And if somebody's coming up behind you very fast, what are you going to do? You're going to put the car in park or you're going to hit the gas pedal? You're going to hit the doggone gas pedal. Why? Because you want to get out of the way. You see, those are instantaneous decisions on changing the situation that you're involved in. You know, the same thing exists in the business world. The same thing exists in our life. If you're tired of where you're at, make a decision that you don't want to be there anymore. And it's an instantaneous decision. It's not something you need to be thinking about. It's something you need to react to. And I hope today that you can react to the success of what Legal Shield is going to be, because let me tell you something. This is going to be one of the greatest success stories that's ever hit this country. And we don't want any of you listening to this CD today not thinking about the future of where Legal Shield is going. Now, let's talk a little bit about recruiting. You know, when you think about recruiting, one of the biggest things when I first got started, who am I going to talk to? Well, I decided if I'm involved in the human race, it'd be a good idea if I talk to somebody in the human race. So let's be talking to everybody, not prejudging people. Sometimes we say, well, that person wouldn't be interested. And then you find out a year or two later that somebody else brought them into the business and they became an executive director. Don't miss out on anybody. So when I started off, what I did is I simply took the time to invite all the people that I knew, friends, neighbors, relatives, acquaintances, people that I just didn't prejudge anybody. And here's why. Because I knew even if they didn't have the interest, they might lead me to somebody who did. You know, the domino effect because of the business model we have today is incredible. Our product fits everybody and every model that's out there today. So, you know, nobody is away from the unfortunate circumstances of legal issues, whether it be individuals or small business or corporations or whatever else may be out there today. Everybody's going to own a legal coverage program. I just like to be the person that helps them get that. So the recruiting process, here's a couple things that might be helpful in recruiting. Get involved in your communities. Get involved around your market areas. I don't care if it's a chamber of commerce. I don't care if it's local organizations or network business meetings that are going in your local areas, or just get involved. You know, it's a massive opportunities out today. Some of you haven't even talked to the small business owners in your local community where you make your homes today. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you do, because sooner or later, you'll have the opportunity of sharing this business with them and the membership with them. And I think that's important. But I'll give you a couple steps in recruiting that I think are critical. There's four little steps that I use a lot. One is really the word complimentary. You know, today we don't do enough of it. I'll spend most of my day today complimenting people, whether it be the coat that they're wearing or the car that you're driving or just whatever. I like to try to put smiles on people's faces by complimenting them. You know, we don't get enough of that. When's the last time you walked in your job and everybody said, what a great job that you're doing? Sometimes the only time they ever talk to you is when you haven't done such a great job. But spend some time in complimenting people. And I'll give you an example of this. And let's just assume today that I'm flying on a plane. The first thing I'm going to do is get on the plane. And who's ever sitting beside me, I'm going to say, hey, man, you look great today. Boy, that's a great outfit you get on. And they're going to say, well, thank you very much. And people are going to like you. And with that, then, the second part of this is just making a contact, reaching out, shaking their hand, introducing yourself to them, getting their name. And then the third part of this, I'll make this very quick for you today, is simply the fact is, you know, starting to build a friendship. So we talk about, you know, number one, complimentary, number two, contact, number three is building a friendship. And I may say to that individual on the plane, I said, where do you make your home? Well, you know, I make it in Southern California. I said, well, great. It's a wonderful place. I've been there myself. I says, you know, find out what part of the Southern California they live in. I said, are you from there originally? No, I'm from St. Louis originally. I said, really? Did you grow up there? No, not originally. I grew up in another part of the country. I said, where'd you grow up? Well, I grew up in Philadelphia. I said, wonderful. I said, you still have friends and families back in Philadelphia? Well, yes, I do. And I take a general interest in who this person is. But in reality, I'm finding out that this person has lived in three different locations, probably has contacts in all three of these different areas, and find out a little bit about their family, find out they have children, find out about brothers and sisters. And before you know it, you have made a recruiting list that's probably pretty sizable. And remember, all you need is one person from that first person that you talk to that could lead you to the opportunity that might become your next executive director in the world of Legal Shield. So again, I build that friendship and I find out what people do. And through that, then I ask them the fourth and last thing, what's your profession? They say, well, I'm in the insurance industry, or possibly, you know, I'm a coach or I'm a teacher. And I find out how our membership fits in what they do. And then generally speaking, guess what they'll say to you? Well, Dave, by the way, what do you do for a living? And I say, Legal Shield. And they'll say, what's Legal Shield? Ladies and gentlemen, at that point in time, now you've created the opportunity to do what? To basically share what our program is about to each and every one of those individuals, not only from a membership standpoint, but directing them to the website. And it's really about telling stories about how the service and product has benefited you. And I generally go back and I tell people, I said, look, you probably never heard of Legal Shield. And I was introduced to this back in 1985. And I says, I was amazed that I'd never heard about a product. And this thing had been around for over 20 years when I was introduced to it. And I tell them about what the service did for me and my children and my family. And you can relate that to whatever the situation is with their families, whether they have kids and driving cars and all the things that we know the benefit of what our membership does. So the stories that we have today, many of the people that I have recruited in Legal Shield today were a direct result of just exactly what I'm sharing with you right now. People that I met on a plane. When I coach kids, you know, they have families. Those kids have parents. And eventually, I get an opportunity to meet those parents and talk to them. They ask me what I do for a living besides coaching kids. And I said, well, I do Legal Shield. Well, what's Legal Shield? And then I always go back and I use a little simple thing that I think might be helpful to all of you. And that's a simple three-step formula. Show 15 minutes and you may or may not be interested. If you listen to the CDs that we have in each one of our starter packages today, you probably picked up on this already. But, you know, when you're talking about this business model, you need to show it to people. You need to spend a very little amount of time with them so that it doesn't require a great deal of time. And then you may or may not be interested. Simply puts people in a very relaxed situation. So if somebody says, what's Legal Shield? I said, well, I'd love to show you. If you got 15 minutes? And they said, well, yeah, I do. And I said, well, by the way, you may or may not even be interested. And no matter how you get any one of those three things, and if you say 15 minutes or show or may not be interested or may or may not be interested to show or 15 minutes, it's all the same thing. And it's all about doing what? Sitting down and getting in front of people. And I'm going to leave you with this closing statement, I should say, is that the greatest way to build this business is getting in front of people, not just handing out packages, not handing out CDs or DVDs. It's about sitting down and developing a rapport with people. Some of my greatest friends in my entire life now, today, came from this business model, and that's what I want to build. I'm interested in you today becoming my business partner and my friend for life, because this is a lifelong opportunity for all of us today that are building a Legal Shield business. And I challenge all of you, okay, today to make a decision. Remember, it's a very simple business. It's not complicated. Too many people today try to complicate everything. You know, the world of technology can make things so difficult. What it really comes down to is that, hey, this is an apple. It's red. Would you like to take a bite of it? And this is Legal Shield. We'd love to have you take a bite of what our opportunity is really all about. Share it with people. Care about what you're doing. Be enthusiastic about what you're doing. I'm more enthusiastic today than I was 21 years ago. And I'm much older, a little grayer hair, but the commitment level that I have towards the future of this business is because I know how big it's going to become, and I don't want to miss one minute of it. So I challenge you today, get in the locker room, strap on your Legal Shield helmet, get on the playing field, quit sitting in the stands, make a decision, and let's have the biggest opportunity that we've ever had in our entire lives. God bless everybody.